Hello?
Hello, am I speaking to Mr. Leslie from Hackett Flip?
Yeah, this is me.
Hi, this is James calling from MMA Legal. How are you today? You okay?
I am good, how are you?
I'm not bad, thank you very much. I'm just calling in relation to the email what you've just sent to ourselves. But before I do so, I just need you to answer three questions for data protection purposes. Could you confirm for me your date of birth, please?
It's 5282.
Fantastic. Your postal address?
B for Papa, A for Alpha, 152 Thomas John, and it's 25 Carwood Street, flat 11.
Fantastic. And then either your email address or your postcode, please. Your mobile number, please, sir.
My email address is wphillips5282@gmail.com, and my number is 07935406670.
Fantastic. We passed data protection purposes now, and just so you know, the phone calls are recorded just for training and monitoring purposes. The reason for the call is just following up on your email that you sent to us asking if there's anything to do on your end. I just thought I'd give you a quick update onto the file just so you know where we're at the moment. We've currently received your medical and general practitioner records. We're just waiting for East Renfrewshire Council as well as Inverclyde Council and Glasgow City to get back to us in relation to your care settings, as we see you were at Cross Hills Children's Home, and then as well you stated that you was under the care of Renfrewshire Council. Renfrewshire Council stated themselves that they have no records, so we believe that it'll be East Renfrewshire what have your records instead. And as well as some for historical files, some of them are kept at the Mitchell Library in Glasgow. So we're just waiting for Glasgow to get as well.
That's great. Thanks for help. It was just everything I could do my end, but if everything's brilliant.
At the moment, unfortunately, there's nothing you could really do for us, really. Wesley, you provided all the information that we needed, being obviously your family tree, being your parents. By any chance, was you known by any other previous name when you was in Kerr?
Maybe my middle name, Wesley Michael Phillips.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't usually use my middle name, but I'm maybe like a...
All right, okay, that's fine.
Maybe a setting like that. Maybe I've used my full...
We've been using your full name for when we've been sending the subject access request, so that'll be fine.
Yeah, that's about the only thing it'll be. Is it my middle name, maybe, but...
All right, okay, that's perfectly fine. We've got your GP records as well, which is something what we would have needed from you, just that information of your GP, but other than that, you've given all of the sufficient information that we need to help locate your records. It's just essentially, as subject access requests go, like when we send them to an institution or a council, once they've acknowledged it, they have a statutory deadline of a month. If they've got a lot of records and they need to redact the records for the reasons of being obviously any third parties, what I mentioned, they need to redact them for data protection purposes. It can take upwards to an extension of 3 months in total. So,
once fine. Thanks for the update. And I really appreciate all the help you've done so far and continue.
Yeah, of course, no problem. What'll happen when we are in receipt of your records is we'll give you a call and we'll see which date and time is best available for you for us to do a witness statement. And within the witness statement, essentially what'll happen, it will just be a chronological phone call, kind of like a questionnaire of how your time is in care, how it has obviously affected you and how it affects you later in life. But once we are in that phone call, you're in control of it. So if for any reason you may want to take a break or go and get a drink or anything like that, you're more than welcome to say that you want to take a few minutes, being like 5 to 10 minutes, or maybe have a phone call on another day. You're perfectly welcome to do so. It will all be up to you. Just making sure you're comfortable.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thanks again for your help.
Yeah, no worries. If you need any if you've got any further questions or anything like that or queries, just give us a call back and we'll help you the best we can.
That's great. Thanks again. Enjoy your day.
You too, mate. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.